Chapter 1. I Confess, The Imperfect Life of a Scholar. The pounding on the front door echoed throughout our house, and I instantly knew I was in trouble. The towering figure in the window looked very angry. Tears began streaming down my face as I hid in the coat closet, fearful of my impending punishment. As a third grader, breaking my neighbor's swing set felt like an epic disaster. I was terrified, knowing she had come to my house to make sure I paid dearly for it. I pressed my ear to the door as hard as I could, but still couldn't hear anything. Mustering up every ounce of courage I had, I slipped out of the closet and tiptoed over to peek through the open front door. I was surprised and confused to see tears streaming down my mother's face. I had never seen my mom cry, not even after my dad's death just a few months earlier. I'll never forget the haunting words my neighbor sarcastically said to my mom. "Go back where you came from. There's no way you can survive in the United States without your husband. Just take your kids back to Venezuela with you. At least there, they'd have a chance of living a normal life." Thankfully, normal wasn't good enough for my mom. She took those searing words from an angry neighbor and turned them into motivation. Instead of being paralyzed by obstacles or defeated by circumstances, my mother accepted them as challenges. And in her mind, challenges were meant to be overcome. Finding the way through. My life has had plenty of struggles, doubts, and moments of feeling I wasn't good enough to reach my dreams. Yet somehow, I stand here today realizing I am good enough and my dreams have come true. On the surface, some people might call my story luck, because despite the odds against me, I beat them. People have wondered if maybe I always was in the right place at the right time. Oftentimes I was, but how did I get there? Did I stumble my way into success? Did I aimlessly wander until I arrived? Absolutely not. I learned from my mom that with hard work and the right strategy, you can achieve success no matter what obstacles are standing in your way. When difficulties arise, there is always a way through. Sometimes you just have to keep trying different paths until the next step becomes clear. My mom's determination and positive outlook helped shape my attitude and influenced how I handled difficult situations. She laid the foundation for me to be able to overcome the obstacles I faced growing up. Now I get to pass on to you not only the secrets to scholarship success that I discovered on my road to college, but also some encouragement for whatever difficulties you might be up against. I can do this because by the time I graduated from high school, I'd battled and overcome some of the most significant